Jason Robards died of cancer yesterday at the age of 78. One of his two Academy Awards was for his performance in the 1976 film All the President's Men, about Woodward and Bernstein, the reporters who broke the Watergate story. Robards played Ben Bradley, the editor of the Washington Post, who was initially skeptical about publishing Woodward and Bernstein's findings.
You know, once when I was reporting, Lyndon Johnson's top guy gave me the word. They were looking for a successor for J. Edgar Hoover. I wrote it, and the day it appeared, Johnson held a press conference and appointed Hoover head of the FBI for life. When he was done, turned to his top guy, and the president said, call Ben Bradley and tell him, f*** you. Well, everybody said, you did it, Ben. You screwed up. You stuck us with Hoover forever. I screwed up, but I wasn't wrong. How much can you tell me about Deep Throat?
How much do you need to know?
You trust him?
Yeah.
I can't do the reporting for my reporters, which means I have to trust them. And I hate trusting anybody. Run that, baby.
Robards' second Academy Award was for his performance in Julia. His other films include The Battle of Cable Hogue, A Thousand Clowns, Melvin and Howard, and Magnolia. On stage, he was best known for his performances in the plays of Eugene O'Neill. Robards starred in the movie adaptation of O'Neill's Long Day's Journey into Night. I spoke with Robards in 1995 and asked why Robards and O'Neill were such a good match.
I've never really understood it. I mean, there's many people have talked about the fact that both of us were from theatrical families, that we went to sea. I was at sea for 7 years. Alcohol, but I don't think the alcohol plays a part in the creative work. You do that when you get off, you know. I don't think O'Neill wrote drunk on... I don't think, even though that's part of a life at one time that we both had, fathers, actors, younger brother, older brother, younger brother, that was one of the Long Day's Journey parts, mother sort of not with the family, O'Neill's through drugs and mine not there. Maybe these things add up subconsciously into something that you don't know you have. I've always found that I knew exactly what he was talking about in these plays. I didn't find them difficult, but I had good direction, I must say, from Jose Quintero, who I've done almost all of the O'Neill plays with.
I want to play a clip from the film adaptation of Long Day's Journey, made in 1962. Sidney Lumet directed it. Katharine Hepburn plays the morphine-addicted mother, Ralph Richardson, the actor father, Dean Stockwell, your younger brother, who was just diagnosed with TB in the scene we're about to hear. You play the older son, who's an alcoholic. In this scene, you had found out earlier in the day that your younger brother has tuberculosis. The family's been squabbling and delusional as usual all day.
Yeah.
So you've walked out to go drinking. In this scene, you've just returned. You're very drunk, and you're saying things to your brother that you wouldn't say if you were sober.
I want to warn you against me. Mama and Papa are right. I've been a rotten, bad influence. But worst of all is I did it on purpose.
I don't want to hear it.
Next kid. You listen. I did it on purpose to make a bum out of you. A part of me did, a big part. The part that's been dead so long, that hates life. My putting you wise so you'd learn from my mistake. Ah. Well, I believe that myself at times, but it's a fake. Made my mistakes look good. Made getting drunk romantic. Made whores fascinating vampires instead of poor, stupid, diseased slobs they really are. Made fun of work as a sucker's game. I never wanted you succeed and make me look even worse by comparison. Wanted you to fail. Always jealous of you. Mama's baby! Papa's pet!
And it was your being born that started Mama on dope. I know that's not your fault, but all the same, God damn you. I can't help hating your guts.
In the scene that we just heard, the character is drunk. What kind of...
Well, he's not, you see, beyond drunk. You know what I mean. It's in vino veritas, I guess. He's not, sometimes you get drunk and you're not drunk. You're sharper than ever.
But still, he has been drinking a lot. And I'm wondering how you wanted to play this character drunk. I mean, you could play drunk very broadly. You could play it so that one barely notices.
I just go with the word. Listen, those words are so strong, and that scene is so strongly written, you can't even slur in it. Now, the first part of that scene, he's trying to avoid getting into this part of it, which is the end of it. The first part of it, he tells about going into town and going to a hooker shop or whatever they call it, and he does that in a strangely comical sort of way and pretends to be drunker than he is. And then the truths start to start coming out. And the more truthful the scene gets, the more sober and devastating he is.
Jason Robards, recorded in 1995. He died of cancer yesterday at the age of 78.